Chapter 8. The World of Medicine. Unit 16. Herbal Medicine, Past and Present.
Herbalism is the practice of using plants or parts of plants as medicine. It is used to treat illnesses, relieve pain, and maintain health. Herbal medicines can contain many different parts of a plant. Leaves, flowers, stems, berries, and roots of herbs are used. Their power comes from secondary metabolites found in plants. Primary metabolites are responsible for a plant's growth, development, and reproduction. Secondary metabolites defend the plant against harmful bacteria and predators. These metabolites fight human ailments when eaten. Herbs are still the oldest and most widely valued source for healing, even though some doctors consider herbalism to be an experimental practice. Ancient societies used plants as medicine. Researchers do not have written records of Stone Age people saying this. However, ancient bones appear to confirm that plants were used for healing. Small amounts of secondary metabolites inside the bones of Stone Age skeletons have been found. From written historical records, we know that many different cultures understood the healing power of herbs. The ancient people of Mesopotamia and India wrote texts describing the ways they used plants for medicinal purposes. Castor oil, linseed oil, and white poppies are just a few of the herbal medicines used by these cultures. Herbalists today continue to use many kinds of herbs to treat illness. Marshmallow root is used to treat sore throats. People take hyacinth to lose weight, and the herb yarrow is used to reduce symptoms of fever. Most families in Europe during the Middle Ages grew medicinal herbs at home. Families passed down cures and practices from generation to generation. By the 17th century, herbalism had spread throughout Western Europe. In 1649, the English doctor Nicholas Culpepper wrote a physical directory. This was one of the first books to offer medical advice for common people. The first directory of herbal medicine was available in the United States in 1820. The book included a long list of herbal drugs and described their uses. The use of herbs in the West lost favor, however, in the early 20th century. As Western medicine grew in the 19th century, the use of herbs lost popularity. Western medicine was seen as a science. The active ingredients in herbal plants were removed to be put into medicines. Drugs containing these active ingredients replaced raw herbal drugs. One example is the opium poppy. This plant was commonly used as a sleep drug in Victorian times. Poppy is now used to make the drugs morphine and codeine. Herbalism has become an alternative form of medicine in the West. Now, the use of herbs is considered out of the ordinary and unscientific by most people. Although Western societies have seen the decline of herbal medicine, herbs are still important in traditional medical practices around the world. The World Health Organization believes that roughly 80% of the world's population rely on herbal medicines as a source of treatment. Ayurvedic, homeopathic, Asian, and Native American medical practices all include herbalism. Although they have lost popularity, herbal medicines are still made and sold through many stores. These herbal medicines are available in many forms. Depending on the plant and the intended use, herbal medicines may be sold as capsules, teas, and oils. Herbalists recommend natural herbal formulas over man-made medical drugs, even plant-based drugs. They believe that the healing power of herbs results from the interaction of all their ingredients. Because Western drugs contain only isolated parts of whole herbs, they lack minerals, vitamins, oils, and other ingredients. These ingredients can support the positive effects of the herb and mask its possible toxicity. Some herbal compounds can easily become toxic when isolated in small doses. When taken in their natural form, however, these compounds become harmful only at very high doses.